Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. Are you aware of the power of your words? You may be unknowingly using words that sabotage the manifestation of your dreams. Today, life coach Sarah Ross is joining us to teach you how to use the power of your words to create a life that has you jumping out of bed with enthusiasm and feeling giddy with excitement for what lies ahead in your day. Before we jump into the show, let's be sure that we're centered in our bodies. So take a big breath with me right now. And as you breathe, feel the air on the inhale as it enters your lungs. And feel the air on the exhale as it leaves your lungs. And I'm getting a lot of buzz and feedback on my line. I hope that's not going across to all of you on air. If it is, I hope you can just open to it and be with it. And as you're breathing, just feel the aliveness in your body and in your breath. And enjoy that feeling. Give thanks for that feeling of aliveness in your body. And the more that you're open to receive, the more you'll get out of the show today. Women naturally receive through their womb space, their sex center, and naturally give through their hearts. While men most naturally give through their sex center and receive through their hearts. It makes a match set that way. Male and female energy isn't necessarily male and female gender, but the male and female energy. So if you're a man or identify yourself as a man, focus on opening your heart to receive while you listen today. And for women, focus on being centered in the middle of your body, in the center of your womb. And if you had a hysterectomy, you can still focus on the same space. The energy is still there. And with every inhale, open more and more deeply to receiving as you listen today. So women, focus on receiving in your womb space. With every breath, filling the center of your womb, and just opening and receiving. Our guest today, Sarah Ross, is a life coach, shaman, and a Reiki master, and she's also a good friend of mine. And she's the owner of Melting Tangerines. She specializes for the last year as a coach for entrepreneurial business owners. She studied natural law for 8 years, and she'd studied with people the likes of Bob Proctor, Mary Mannon Morrissey, Byron Katie, and a long list of other great teachers. And she's here today to talk with us about the power of our words. So welcome to Opening to Ecstasy, Sarah.
Well, hello. Hello, Lynette. It's always nice to chat with you.
Yes, thanks for being here. So Sarah was on her way to be called for the interview, and she got stuck in traffic on an accident in LA traffic. So she is parked someplace quietly, in a little protected area and talking to us on her cell phone. And I'm just so grateful that you could make it today, Sarah.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And it's a wonderful little spot I've picked with an extraordinarily beautiful view. So I'm blessed.
Awesome. I love being outside. That always helps me with whatever I'm doing. Unless it's pouring down rain, then I don't always appreciate it, but I'm working on appreciating the rain more. I have lots of opportunity for that on the Oregon coast, so I'm getting lots of practice. So I'd like to just jump right. Although lately, I mean, we've just been having one day after another of beautiful, beautiful sunshine. So thank you, thank you, thank you, weather. So, Sarah, I want to just jump right into the topic. The last time I visited Sarah, I said something. I don't know exactly what it was, but my word choice certainly was not as powerful as it could have been, and Sarah pointed that out to me. And that's what we're going to be talking to you today about. Sarah's going to be sharing the power of our words. So I'm not sure exactly how you wanted to start that, Sarah, but I'd like you just to dive right in.
Well, thank you for that invitation. The first place I would like to touch upon is the fact that everything is energy. Everything, including ourselves, is energy. And with the type of audience that we're reaching, I'm sure people have some level of awareness of a low vibrational energy and a higher vibrational energy. What we're striving towards, of course, is to operate in a more highly, a higher energy of vibration, which will benefit us, especially in terms of concepts like the law of attraction, which I am hopeful, again, that many of our listeners would be familiar with. So in that context, within that context of the fact that we are all created as energy beings, the language that we use will help to either support us in manifesting the life of our dreams and or possibly be a deterrent from having us reach our wants and dreams in our life, or at least impede the quickness of how that happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've known this for years, and I get it on a deeper and deeper level all the time. And even though I've known it intellectually, I feel like it's just the last couple of weeks that it's been becoming more of an embodied knowing. It's something that I've practiced, but the programming to use disempowering language has been really strong. And it's interesting how subtle it can be, where I often don't even notice things that I'll say. And I always really appreciate it when someone lovingly can point that out to me. Well, okay, I don't always appreciate it, but I almost always appreciate it.
Oh, that's funny. Well, yes. And it's wonderful to have that type of loving friendships where one can provide feedback in that regard. And I love how you spoke about the subtlety of it. I myself will say things and the repetition over the years of my life in using certain language patterns has become so second nature that it's taken me a very clear, conscious effort to be aware of language patterning and therefore, switch and create new language patterning that would better benefit me. So the subtleties absolutely happen frequently. It's commonplace. You're not alone.
Yes, and there's layers to it. I have been finding recently that I'm catching myself more and more and more that I didn't used to. I didn't used to catch myself when I would say things, and it affects my thoughts. My word choice affects my thoughts, and my thoughts, of course, affect my word choice. But there'd be certain patterns of thinking that were very disempowering, and things would happen that would trigger, thoughts that were more along the lines of self-pity, really, and feeling that I wasn't good enough or things weren't going to work out, and kind of the woe is me, life is hard. And when that happens, it feels like the truth to me. And in the last couple of weeks, I've been catching it pretty close to when it starts to happening before all the emotions kick in. Once the emotions kick in, it gets so seductive. It's like we get addicted to emotions, even if they don't feel good. And as I've been stopping myself, sooner I can stop myself and go, okay, that's a thought that I'm having in my head, and you certainly don't have to believe everything you think. that I don't have to identify with those thoughts anymore. And it's really, I think it's really life-saving, actually.
Wow. Well, there's two things I'd love to respond or feedback from what you were saying, which is this idea of worth. So the patterning is such that the words will manifest action oftentimes. Before the words come the thought, and before the thought comes the feeling. So first there is a feeling, which creates a thought, which creates a word, which then often turns into some type of action or some type of mechanism that's implemented then. So that's the stepping pattern of how all of that works. So the feelings absolutely are relevant and significant. And that's why word patterning can be so very, very, very critical. So one of the things that I experience frequently in doing the work that I do is language patterns of, well, I need, you know, well, I really need to lose 20 pounds and I really need to get a new job and I really need to dump my boyfriend because he's no good and I need to get laid. All of these need things, need being a word pattern that comes from a thought and a thought that comes from a feeling.
And Sarah,
the feeling is all very, very low vibrational energy. There's an implied inference there that something must be fixed. There's something wrong with you, so we have to fix you, and that's why you need to do all this long list of things that you're listing off.
Sarah, we have 30 seconds until break, and we'll be able to come back and continue this. So before we go to the break, I'd like you to give your contact information, and then we'll pick this back up with this need language, this way of speaking with more of the low energy. And I know that you'll then be bringing people to a higher vibrational way of communicating. So people want to make sure they stay tuned so they can know how to change the language and what to change it into. But before we go to break, can you quickly give your contact information for the listeners?
Yes. I can be reached at an area code 805-416-9541. I can also be reached on a Twitter, Church of Sex. That's church_of_sex at Twitter, or Sarah Ross at meltingtangerines.com. I can be reached at any of those at any time.
That sounds great. So be sure and stay tuned. You want to hear the rest of this so you know how to change your language from a lower vibration way of speaking to a higher vibrational way of speaking. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Zeo88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
If you feel like leaving, you know you can go. But why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say so. When you feel you can't go on, I'll come and hold you. It's you and me forever.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. And today, my friend Sarah Ross has joined me, and she's sharing with us about the power of our words. And before we went to break, she was in the middle of telling us about how so many people will speak from a place of need, saying, I need this, I need that, I need to lose weight, I need to change this, I need to fix something in my life. And I will let you take it from there, Sarah. We don't want to leave people hanging.
No, I definitely don't want to leave people hanging. But it's this idea of me being a very low vibrational energy with the implication that there's something wrong with you. My belief is that there's nothing wrong with you, that you are perfect just as you are, and that you have everything within you to manifest everything it is that you want.
Absolutely.
So I love it.
Preach it, Sarah.
Yes, because here's the thing. You know, I get to take me with me wherever I go. No matter what is happening, I always have me. So how beautiful that I don't have to go get something else to fix me, because whatever I need is with me because it is me. Ta-doom.
Absolutely.
So I get excited. So this language patterning of need, if once we have an awareness of the fact that need has this implied understanding of fixing because there's something wrong, and it has that low vibrational energy, it's as simple as switching it out to want, for instance. So how beautiful and easy it would be to say, well, I want to create a loving and intimate relationship with the man or woman of my dreams, as opposed to, I need to get a new, you know, mate. Just saying that, for me, lifts my chest higher and creates a more of a joy or happiness just in merely saying it that way. I want to live a clean and healthy lifestyle. I need to lose 20 pounds. There's such an immediate and instant switch in that simple language patterning switch of want, or from need to want.
Yeah, and I don't know, I'm sure you're familiar with Abraham Hicks' work.
Yes.
And in that work, they would say to take it even higher by saying, I am, that you're already one with that, that you can call forth that vibration inside of you immediately. I know there's a whole piece of having desire and that we're one with that, what we desire. But some would say when, for some people, it depends what, everybody has a different feeling about want. But for some people, they say that if you say, I want, that you could always be wanting, which can be a fun place. Having desire can be fun. But for the having, that you can...
Well, I'm in complete agreement. And I definitely do live consciously in the world of I am language. Affirmations are something I live every day. And in fact, that's actually where I was going with this conversation. And for some of us, there are more challenges than others in switching language patterns. It may be too big of a jump for people to go straight to that I am language, but that again is what I would suggest would be the patterning. So if you find yourself using need language to go from that to a place of want, with want, there's an implied desire. And desire also lives in the subconscious realm. It lives there with your will and with your inspiration and in your intuition. And it is a stepping stone. I use a strange phraseology that some people may not be comfortable with, but I say it with tongue-in-cheek, which is, how do you eat an elephant? Which is one bite at a time. Mm-hmm. Meaning, if I'm challenged with jumping off the cliff and really delving into the I am language always, the want piece of it is a stepping stone. And it's a very easy, quick way to make progress, so that if you aren't comfortable immediately jumping into the I am language, you have a place to start, so that there is movement forward, so that you can lift that energy up, your vibratory spiritual energy can be lifted, and you're making movement, which in and of itself to me is, a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. We don't need to reach any particular goal as far as an end destination. You know, we're always, if we're growing, then we're alive. If we're supposedly ripe, you know, like a ripe piece of fruit rots. So making progress is what I think really makes us happy as humans.
Absolutely. So with that in mind, absolutely, then to switch from language of... So it starts out as, well, you know, I need to get a boyfriend, and I really, need to have a sexual life, too. Well, I want to create an amazing, intimate, loving relationship with the man or woman of my dreams, to I am doing that right now. I am creating amazing, intimate, loving relationships in my life today, each and every day, in this moment now. That's the progression of the language patterning that is so powerful, as one chooses to have an elevate their awareness of it and embrace it, these simple techniques, and put them into practice every day.
I love that. And as you're saying that, when you're saying that I need, I could hear, it almost sounds like a self-punishing, like someone be saying that there's something, as you were saying, you know, to be fixed, something wrong with them. And I want is more exciting, because at least there's a desire and some passion and more aliveness, instead of putting yourself down. And then the I am is stepping into the fullness of it. So I like the way you've laid that out.
Right, because we're all at where we're at. And so to be able to give myself and the people that I touch and reach something tangible to work with and implement practically from where they're at is critical to me, because we're all at different places and we're all a work in progress. So it's very significant and important to me that I add that want piece in there to at least allow these concepts to resonate with whomever they will at the level that's most relevant to them. So back to the language patterning, it's not just want, need language, it's also this try business. Well, I'm going to try and get a job, and the language patterning of but, which is pretty obvious, and can't, which is just, I almost lose my mind when I hear people say that. Especially, you know, people, my close friends, like, that are sitting with me in casual conversation, I'm sure the shades of my cheeks may very possibly change coloration.
When someone says, I can't.
Well, you know, it's just so black and white language of, you've just created the most amazingly concrete self-imposed limitation.
Yeah, and you can feel tragic. The wall go up. Yeah, when someone says, I can't, you can feel the wall.
Yeah, it's just such a, you know, I'm digging my feet in, and it is a self-imposed limitation. And that's what all of these language patterns are what I believe are so critical. Because, again, when the words are spoken, generally speaking, the action then comes next. So if one can't do X, Y, or Z, the action that follows that will more than likely represent the language that came out prior to that, which is, well, they aren't. Clearly, they aren't doing that because they just got through saying they can't. Very limiting.
Got it. Well, the time goes fast when I'm talking to you, so we're already up against the next brief commercial break. It'd be great for you to just give your contact information one more time, and then when we come back, not only will we continue with this conversation, but we'll also share the gift that you have for the listeners. But right now, if you could just give your contact info again.
Okay, thank you so much. The most effective way is my phone number, which is an 805 area code, 416-9541. I have another email address, which is churchofsex@gmail.com or sarahross@meltingtangerines.com. I'm accessible at any and all of those.
Great. Could you say your number one more time?
805-416-9541.
All right. On that note, we'll be right back. Stay tuned, and you'll get some more juicy tidbits after this quick break.
Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. And today, my dear friend Sarah Ross, who's a life coach and, she's a shaman and Reiki master, and she's been working, specializing with entrepreneurs and her coaching business for the last 6 years. She's joining us today, and she's talking to us about the power of our words. So, Sarah, my dear, we left off, you were talking about the words like I can't, or when someone's saying try, or uses the word but. I don't know if you had to finish your thought on that, those word choices, those word patternings.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'd like to touch back on a little bit of what you mentioned at the beginning of the program, which was the subtleties of language patterning. And in terms of the subtleties of language patterning, what I've noticed is that language like, well, I guess, so, and language, the I don't know statement. Now, clearly, if I'm saying, hey, Lynette, can you perform brain surgery, that's one thing. But in terms of opinions about thoughts or dreams or thoughts in the more fluid sense, I don't know language is a very subtle way of implementing possibly a lower energy vibration in terms of thought patterning and feeling. The same is true with statements like, well, I guess, or I guess so. Guessing doesn't need to happen when it's a matter of opinion or your thoughts, especially in terms of your dreams and desires and wishes. So those two statements can be very, very subtly non-supportive to you and can be saboteurs in terms of you getting to step into a powerful life in which you create and manifest your dreams.
Yeah, it's so interesting how we could do that and not be aware. We're so often not aware of how we feel in our bodies. Because if we pay attention to how we feel in our bodies, we'll notice that there are certain things that we'll say that it will immediately drop our energy. And you can say, use a different word choice, and your feeling in your body, the energy, the feeling of power and excitement and enthusiasm for life goes up immediately.
Right, and, you know, I do the life coaching, and I also do sex coaching. I'm known as the happy sex coach as well. And this guess language is very debilitating, as well as the I don't know language. Extremely debilitating in terms of manifesting amazing intimate experiences in that realm. It just is not going to work, frankly. Or let me rephrase that. It works in terms of keeping yourself limited and, again, maintaining that lower vibrational energy. And in that type of energy patterning, As we may be familiar with, again, the law of attraction, what are you going to attract when you're vibrating there in that low energy space? And there's such subtle, subtle language patterns. Like, well, you know, what do you think about that? Well, I don't really know. It's commonplace. It's almost, frankly, too commonplace if you pay attention to it. These kinds of language patterns permeate. Another one that's a little bit more trickier, but also has some subtlety to it, is the word always.
Could you say that again? The word what?
Always.
Always.
Because with always, because it's so declarative, it's a mighty and a powerful word and word choice to use. However, it can be, it can serve you in the positive, and it can also be an enormous deterrent, depending on how it's used. If it's something like, well, I always have the most amazing sex of my life, or I always get checks in the mail, well, clearly that will support you in maintaining a higher vibration and feeling good about the life that you're creating. If it's language pattern like, well, I always seem to pick the wrong line at the grocery store, it can be played out absolutely just the opposite. So with that one, there really has to be a very strong awareness of how and when it's being used. Because these words absolutely can help you to create just what you want, as opposed to living in the realm of what we don't want, which oftentimes, again, happens with language patterning.
Absolutely. And I love the way you said, Dina, that it won't work. Certain language won't work, and you then changed it to, well, it'll work for continuing to create that limiting pattern, because we are manifesting all the time and don't realizing it. It's just we're often not manifesting the things that we really desire.
Right, which is who we are in our essence and what lives in our subconscious. But there are a lot of patterning and programs and paradigms that live in our subconscious that is just that. They live in our subconscious, and it will show up in many regards, specifically in the life we create. And with that said, oftentimes what happens before mechanism or action in one's life comes words. The words come before the action. How does a doctor become a doctor? First, the doctor talks about, I am going to medical school. They don't have to guess they're going to go to medical school. They certainly aren't going to try. They just are. And therefore they do. The language comes first. The feeling, first and foremost. The thought, the language patterns, and then the action.
So, when you spoke before about, you know, words that are limiting, so my assumption is that your recommendation, instead of saying I can't, would be I can, instead of saying try, saying I am?
Well,
or do you have specific examples?
The I can language is going to be clearly much more beneficial, without a doubt, and to touch upon what you had said earlier that we spoke briefly about, was to simply switch it out to I am language. I am. I am living an abundant, healthy life, blessing the world, implementing abundance and love, creating wealth, having intimate, passionate, romantic relations with the man or woman of my dream. I am. I really am. Fake it till you make it, baby. If nothing else, fake it till you make it. All the stuff we feed ourselves is nothing but stories in our head anyway, right?
Absolutely.
So if we're going to feed a story in our head, why not have it be a good one?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, we tend to think that the story that we've told ourselves over and over and over is the truth, even if it doesn't feel good and makes us unhappy. And we don't realize what you just said is so true, that it's all stories. So why not pick a good one?
My gosh, we're magnificent storytellers, the things that we feed ourselves, you know. Oh, my gosh, and I'm never going to get married, and I'm never going to quit smoking, and I really want to move to California, but that's never going to happen. And this is all a bunch of poodunk. We literally feed ourselves constantly, we bombard ourselves with this nonsense. It's storytelling to the nth degree. The language patterning that I am discussing with you here today really speaks to that. If I'm going to feed myself a story, I've come to realize that what works and what creates and what benefits and what is overall positive is creating a brilliant, beautiful story and then feeding that one to myself. Even literally, it is faking it until I make it.
Yes, we often keep ourselves small with our word choice. There's a pattern for many, many people to complain and keep their heads down and to use their language to keep themselves in a small box without realizing they're doing it. And it's so great to hear you talking about this subject today, because everyone listening can really look at that and have a choice if they want to keep doing that or if they want to take a step in changing their language and picking more empowering words. We're up against our third and final break for the show. And before we go here, I want to make sure that those listening know how to get a hold of you. And I had said that in this section that we were going to share the gift that you had. So maybe you can just very, very briefly share the gift that you have for people, and then we can talk about a little bit more when we come back.
Thank you, Lynette. I've created an audio, which is a meditation, a very, very simple, brief meditation, about 12 minutes, and it's a visioning tool. And it's a very simple, easy-to-use tool that will allow our listeners to start to imagine what they want and who they are creating, becoming in their own life. Because our brains think in pictures, so it's a very picture visionary type piece of audio, which is simple again and brilliant and frankly a lot of fun. I love using this tool. It's amazing.
Fabulous. And can you give people your phone number so they can call your number and leave their email and you will send them this gift?
Yes, thank you. Please do give me a call at 805-416-9541 and leave me your email so I can send that to you as an attachment.
Fabulous. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Sarah, smile. Oh, won't you smile for me, Sarah?
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
When the children were babies, I played on the beach. You came up behind me, I saw you go by. You were always so close, still within reach. Sarah, Sarah, whatever made you wanna change your mind?
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, and the station manager, Chris, has been so kind and honoring to our dear guest, Sarah Ross, and playing these wonderful Sarah songs in honor of her. So, Sarah,
yes.
let's let the people know about your gift again, and then you've mentioned the Church of Sex, and I think that you should say a little bit more about that before we close the show today, because I'm sure some people are curious. So, you said you have a free audio on, it's a visioning meditation about 12 minutes long that you would send people. You want to just recap that?
Yes, thank you. It's a very simple, easy-to-use tool. It's 12 minutes long, and it's a visioning process. And it's a very simple, effective way for you to take one situation in your life that is not working for you right now in any of the realms, whether it be spiritual, physical, emotional, or mental, and be able to, in a very methodical way, switch that out to a vision of what it is that you want. It's a very simple tool, and in fact, it would be brilliant for anyone to take advantage of this. I would challenge them to a 30-day challenge to see exactly what they create. The results, I would suggest, will be very exciting. I've seen amazing things created with this tool.
And tell people again how they can get this tool from you for free.
Contact me at my cell phone, which is 805 area code 416-9541. And leave me your email address. I will reply with an attachment for you to have access to this gift.
Fabulous. Okay, so is there anything you'd like to say for wrapping up the power of your words before I ask you about the Church of Sex endeavor?
Well, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm so glad to have had the opportunity to share some of these ideas and concepts with your listening audience. Being aware and elevating your consciousness in terms of want, try, but, can't, I guess, I don't know, to wanting to create, having the desire to the I am place, which is ultimately the goal, is to work with that I am now concept, bringing your low energy vibration in words coming from thoughts and feelings to a high vibration, vibrational energy, in order to implement with beautiful effectiveness the law of attraction, so that we get to live the lives that we truly, truly desire, that are fulfilling, and we're able to bless the world with our best gifts. So I hope something resonated with your listening audience.
Absolutely. I'm sure that it did, and certainly resonated with me. I'm part of your listening audience. I'm listening to you.
I love you.
I love you, too. So you talked about the Church of Sex, and I'm sure there are people wondering about what that is. So can you say just a few words about that?
Yes. This is a venture that I'm taking on. This is a more narrow focus in terms of the coaching that I'm doing. It specifically has to do with people embracing and embodying themselves as beautiful, amazing sexual beings, and oftentimes challenging themselves with tools to get out of their own way to implement fulfillment in that realm. There's a lot of controversy around this idea of sex. So obviously, well, maybe not so obviously, there will be tips and pointers in terms of mechanisms and the how-tos. There's going to be a lot of that. And there's going to be things that are deeper in terms of the internal ways of feeling and thinking about ourselves that will allow us to more beautifully and easily flow into and accepting our sexual experiences to the fullest. And there's a in development a 21 questionnaire form where we'll be able to do a self-evaluation, and then from that we will offer 7 tips back to you. That's all on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook. So it's a really exciting thing. I love the idea of people embracing themselves as who they are right now to be fulfilled in all areas of their lives, even their sexual experiences.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
No, it's my pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure. And thank you so much and all my Sarathon. What a treat.
So again, that's, excuse me, Sarah Ross. It's 805-416-9541. You can call her, leave your email, and she will send you the free gift of the visioning meditation tool that she's created. So next week on Opening to Ecstasy, the Soul Sisters, Jennifer Alhassa, I believe is how you say her name, and Laura Simons will help you stop shoulding yourself and go guilt-free. So are you doing things that don't serve your highest good? Do you say no with, oh, do you want to say no with more compassion, grace, love, and humor? The Soul Sisters offer insights into feeling your feelings, finding forgiveness, and saying no and going guilt-free. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and you can find my contact information at openlivenow.com. Feel free to write with your questions and comments. I love to hear from you. I so appreciate everyone who tunes into the show. I want to let people know that I will be closing the show out at the end of December. So from now until December, I will be here every Friday and will be sharing love and insight with you. And I look forward to hearing from you. I'm going to continue my work in other areas. The show will go on in a different form. So thank you so much for listening. I'll meet you here again next week. Many blessings.
Listening to Opening to Ecstasy.
Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.